tell you what, man.
All right.
You're in a frat.
Welcome back to Fridays with Ian.
Never mind.
Jim showed up late. Dang it, Jim. Oh, I plugged you in headphones over here. I forgot.
Jim, I still love you.
Thanks.
All right, we have...
I just call you Anthony by your last name. I don't know
That's
why.
Fine. People just call me some Anthony.
Hey, excuse me. We're trying to do a show over here.
Hey, I'm having a great conversation.
Plug him in over there next to Ian's. We have two new guests on the show. Ian, do you want to introduce them? I think you should take
Yeah,
them.
We have my bro, Will Camilleri.
Hello.
And then Sam Anthony, my partner in crime.
That's right. Ian and Sam forever.
Joining us because of, they always have a prior commitment during showtime. That's called class. And
that's not
there's
me.
No class today, so they're with us.
And, of course, our favorite bald guy, Jim. Jim showed up late. Jim, what happened?
What time did the show start?
Now.
4 minutes ago.
Hey, I'd like to mention that your bald head is glistening because of the rain.
you can either share a mic with your best buddy Ian or your future best buddy Will.
Hey.
Hey, wait, I'm not in the race here for...
You're not next to him.
Yeah, but like, come on.
Why would you share a mic with him?
I could go over there. I'd move for Jim.
Anyways. Alright, Ian. Ian had a lot of breaking news that he wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Breaking news.
Should we start with... I know we usually read the dining menu last, but I think this is important.
The lunch of the dining menu is not that important, but a Romo's lunch special. It's usually the shrimp po' boy sandwich.
Favorite. Ian's favorite as well.
But today, on every Friday, but today, believe it or not, breaking news, it is a tuna melt.
Oh. See, I don't think that's right. That's not a special. You can get a tuna, you can get a tuna melt whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's true. I typically get a tuna melt like on like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's not a special.
I never get one.
Well, Will, you're not cool.
I think I am.
All right, so is there like, is this like a permanent change though?
I hope not.
Can we confirm?
This better not, listen.
This is the first Friday in a while.
This might be like, you know, presumptive right now.
This is the one day a week I can get my shrimp po' boy. And it's Lent, so like, it's justified now that I eat a lot of shrimp.
All right, so then here's the question.
Well, then it makes sense.
They can hear us in Romo's right now, right?
Yeah.
Guys, I want my shrimp po' boy. Please.
She looks like she's going to cry right now. Just for the people can't see this, so.
No. All right, Ian. So do you want to talk about the draft? I know it's going to build you up.
All right. Okay.
Let it out, and then I'm going to give you my rebuttal.
Hold on. So I kind of got my answer here, one of the comments. So people were like, they said this baby giraffe calf was going to come months ago. Well, apparently, they made it three times, and they didn't know which one took. So if she would have got pregnant, April would have got pregnant the first time, the baby would have come. So they're assuming that the second and third times is what's took. So that is why it's taking forever. But I am tired of the live Facebook feed. Oh,
okay.
Keep your say. All
Can
the signs. I'm talking.
Sorry.
Say all the signs are there.
Whoa.
Says all the signs are there. You know, veterinarians and zookeepers are, you know, predicting a birth, but they've been predicting a birth any time now for the past 2 months.
All right, now can I give you my rebuttal?
Yes.
You are also mad that it's been at the top of your Facebook feed every time. Facebook puts what's the most popular and most viewed at the top of your Facebook feed. That's not the zoo purposely paying.
I also get the updates of like KDK, like
okay, but
or WTA, WPXI.
Here's the thing: if they turn that live stream off and suddenly that draft goes into active labor,
who cares?
They're gonna have to be like, turn the camera back on, notify social media, then take care of the
you
draft.
See, the
you
Pittsburgh
take
care Zoo,
of the draft first.
The Pittsburgh Zoo didn't have
that's
a live
choice.
Feed on
that's
the
choice.
Rhinos because they're classy. They're,
no, that's
they're
their
from
choice.
Pittsburgh, of course, we're classy.
Giraffe. I've seen a calf cow give birth on TV.
I'm just saying.
Hey, real talk.
This is weird.
The best live stream to look at is a live stream of the rec center being built. All right.
Well, I'll watch that. Or the live stream of the Bald Eagle's Nest.
Okay, I
I've actually looked at that before.
The zoo has a live stream of pandas.
Okay.
Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, so I've never gotten any updates about this giraffe. I don't know what's on your Facebook, but I've never gotten any.
Do you follow
KDK? KDK?
Oh, well, no.
That's why.
All right, do I need to follow KDK now?
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right, Ian, do we want to move on to the Pirates now?
Yeah, do you guys want to talk about...
Changes or Jung Ho?
Let's talk about Jung Ho first, right. Because it's getting kind of dated. This was last week.
All right,
Ian.
I can do this with you.
So, he's my favorite player. Okay, but
I'm sorry about that.
Well, he's a good player. I mean, he for what he has had to deal with in his career. But he's to the point where the Pirates need to release him. If you can't get him back into the country to play baseball with your team,
you gotta let him go.
You gotta let him back. But the Pirates don't have much of a standard because their president, Frank Coonley, got charged with a DUI a few years past and nothing happened to him. So, no punishment wise. So, the Pirates have to, you know, I mean, they set the standard right there, so they can't really.
They can always change that standard. I mean, make a statement right now.
Yeah, but right now they're saying that they're going to open him with open arms. You know what I mean? That's not the way to go about it. they're going to open
thank
him.
Thank goodness. Welcome him
with open arms. And that was when everybody was like, you don't have your, you're not in the right thinking spot because 3 DUIs, a sexual assault, still assault.
Pending
charge. Still, I don't think anything's going to pan from that at this point. She's not cooperating with the investigation. So, still though, 3 DUIs. And if you believe an article that came out last Friday, when his visa got denied, there was a report he had. There was a fourth one that got hit in Korea. It was covered up. So if you want to believe that, there's four.
And what people don't realize too is the culture of drunk driving in Korea, because it's so much more severe.
People are gonna hate him whether he comes back or stays.
He really should get out of there. But if I'm the Pittsburgh Pirates, just get rid of him. It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about Jung Ho Gong all the time. I want to hear about the fact that baseball starts in a week. Or can we be excited about that? And the fact that if McCutcheon could have a great year, they become a playoff team statistically.
Yeah.
Jim, what are your thoughts? I love seeing you and Ian have this fight.
But it's really not a fight.
It's not a fight.
It's
but,
still fun to watch.
But doesn't the league, don't they have a standard? Because I know every, like the NFL, they have a substance policy abuse. Yeah. And so does the NHL. And but it seems like baseball, they're like, oh, as long as you're, if you're taking steroids, hate you. But if you drunk drive, it's like, eh.
And there's policies in the CBA that say that, like, they have discretion for certain situations like this to just suspend someone.
Well, they should. They should step in and
well, I think they're going to. When he gets back into the country, I think that's when the MLB will.
But why? Why do they have to wait for that?
I know.
Yeah, he still is a player in the MLB.
I honestly think
they should let him know that, hey, if you come back, you're not going to go play. You're going to be suspended. I don't care how long it is. I don't care if it's 40
games.
Well,
he probably just wants to get out just in general, but, you know.
Yeah, he does need to come back to America and just stay in America.
Yeah, don't go home, ever.
I mean, hey, if you're thinking, I don't want to like sound like a jerk here, but if you're thinking like financially, like you could probably get a sweet deal on them now. Like, and the Pirates really just need any sort of deal they can get because they're never gonna be able to afford high guys.
Exactly.
Hey, fun fact though about Jung Ho Gung's translator.
Oh.
Logan Carney told me this last semester.
Ooh.
Ooh.
His translator's from Plum.
Oh.
Where I'm from, yeah.
Oh man,
what a connection you got there, Ian.
Hey, you know who else is from Plum? Army offensive coordinator Mike Miller.
He is, and then your new running back,
Rod Stevens,
is going to be Kevin Brown.
Kevin Brown.
He's a Plum.
Hey, dude, get excited for Robert Morris football! I'm telling you, big things that are gonna happen. NEC championship, right, Will?
I don't want to hear anything from you anymore because.
You left.
Only one of us is left there. So.
That's all right.
One of us is trying to be there.
Hey, hold on. This is to Will and Morgan. Are you guys ready for this? I have a question for you. Do you guys pay for school? I don't.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're not on academic probation.
For what?
Your GPA being low?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Got him. You're on academic probation?
I still don't pay to go here, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, Will. Not Will. Ian.
That hurt.
The new netting, the scoreboard, the lighting.
Wait, what's this? What's going on with the scoreboard?
There's a new video board in right field.
It's out of date.
Where?
The one in right field.
They put one in right field. It's no more of the
one.
Yeah, it's no more of the light up out of town scoreboard. It's going
to
be up, but it's like a video board. So right field's not only getting an upgrade with I don't know if you would like call it an upgrade with Kutch, but
I wouldn't.
The video board. So
you'd be wrong.
But like we were talking, me and Dakota Lamb were talking about this, that if Polanco, he's a type of player that he would get distracted by that video board if he has to chase the ball to the the video board to the wall. He would be the one to be like, "Ooh, look, it's me."
Hey, Will,
get distracted.
Will, do you want to tell the fans the story? The first day we were at school together and we were watching the Pirates game.
Okay, so this was mid August. We had just moved in that day, and the honors program goes to a Pirates game every year. To cap off like the end of the day, and this happened twice. So the first time, somebody hits a ball into right field. It's deep. Sam turns to me and goes, "Watch, it's gonna bounce off the wall and go right over his head." I said, "No way." Sure enough, hits the wall, goes right over his head. Second time, he turns and he's like, "It's gonna happen again." Same thing, and it just like I don't understand. Wait, how you can be
this? Polanco.
Yeah. I don't understand how you can be...
That guy cannot play right field.
Like,
that wall is like a mystery to that man.
How many times must that have happened? How can you still not...
No, because that's how I knew. Because like, every time I've gone to a Pirates game, and this was before I lived here, a ball would bounce over his head.
Like, isn't that something that should be just memory at
this
point?
Or maybe they should, like,
take a step back and catch it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a novel concept. Time out, guys. So, Polanco will start the season in left field with the Green Monster. That's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, dude, I want to be at Fenway for that opening game. So, like, two favorite teams. They're probably going to do something really nice for David Ortiz. I think they're retiring his number. I would cry, and then I would cheer because baseball would have started.
When is their opening day?
Who? The Red Sox and the Pirates?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
And then they have Tuesday off like usual, and then yep. Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, baseball's back, baby. Baseball's back.
See, here's the thing.
We're trying to go to opening day, aren't we?
Aww,
I don't know if
cute.
I can, though.
Oh, man.
He always bails, doesn't he? Last second.
That's Ian. He's all, he's all gung-ho. And then he goes, oh, wait, no.
Or he'll be like,
I can't get into the country, sorry,
I'm not
guys.
I'm not feeling great. my head really hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Ian voice?
Huh?
Is that your Ian voice?
That is my Ian voice.
That's an awful Ian voice.
You're an awful Ian voice.
I have this thing called an assignment due.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, Jim, I said I'll wait till the last minute to
Can we
do
talk
everything.
About typical
that
Ian
is
excuses,
true. That is
though?
True.
Like,
I get headaches a lot.
You do, but like then sometimes you're like, I'm just feeling, I'm picturing your hands going when you do it. Like, I'm feeling under the weather.
Ian, at least once, you and I are going to go to a Pirates game. If anybody else would like to come.
I think we're planning one.
Yeah, aren't we?
Yeah,
the
April 21st. Okay. I'm going to coordinate that this weekend, okay. And then I'm going to text everyone
that's
and say,
Friday.
Give me money.
Okay.
Oh, that's a free t-shirt Friday probably, right?
No, they changed. That's another change.
Oh, no, it's on Saturdays, isn't it?
Yeah, they changed t-shirts to Saturday, except they're not going to give one the 8th because that's bobblehead.
That's
day.
Cervelli's bobblehead.
I do want that bobblehead, but I'm
I know.
Hey, but I'm pretty sure the 21st is also a Wednesday, too, so.
No, it's Saturday, because the 20th is D-Mac.
22nd is Saturday.
No, yeah, it's a Friday.
Oh.
It's a Friday night game. I'll actually be there with another
Friday.
Organization. But
The Honors Fraternity.
Yeah, well, Pi Sigma Pi. Everybody join it.
See, the Pirates could have like the worst season of their life, and I will still love them.
Oh yeah.
Same with every other Pirates fan.
But see, that's real fandom right there. See the like the good and the bad. Because you know what? I'm gonna call it right now: New England Patriots fans that are our age, because all they've seen is good Patriots football, and so like they'll be like, "Oh, we had a bad year. We're 11-5." No, you know what? Until you've suffered through seasons like the Cleveland Browns have suffered through, you have to suck it up. And you know what? I can't wait till Tom Brady leaves, because they're going to be all upset because they missed the playoffs for like two seasons. You're going to be like, oh no, try being a Bills fan.
Okay, on the subject of the
rough.
Cleveland Browns, I'm running clock at football.
Oh, are we calling out? Oh, Matthew Furco.
And the guy that runs camera at practice for game tape and everything, his name's Matt Furco. He's from Cleveland, and he's a huge Cleveland Browns fan. I'm pretty sure he's the only one in the world.
Dedicated fan base.
They went 1-15 this year. He turns to me and says, with no sarcasm in his voice, "The Browns are a playoff team this year."
What do you say? The Browns a playoff team?
I said, if they win more than two games, I will be happy for you. Like.
So, you know, I want to hear your thoughts on that. The Browns, Brock Osweiler leading the Browns to the playoffs.
So, I think that the Browns have not yet, but
they're building.
Yeah, they have potential. They're kind of like, you know, the Cubs.
No, but you know what they have? You know what they have? They have Paul DePodesta of Moneyball.
He was
the Jonah Hill in Moneyball, okay?
See, the Browns never were rebuilding, but they're actually attempting to rebuild right now. And I think they're going to be a playoff team, a wild card, losing the first round type team in a few years.
Yeah, I say 5 years.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable. Mm-hmm. It really is, considering where they got themselves to.
Okay, well, if you think about it, in the next 5 years, the geography or the
landscape,
of the division is going to change. Because you're going to have Roethlisberger retiring within the next 5 years. You're going to have probably, what's-his-face, the redhead guy from Cincinnati retiring.
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton's retiring. So you're going to have a lot of these guys who are good retiring, whereas, you know, you're going to have Tom Brady's going to probably be retired.
My God, I really
mean, so you're going to have a lot of changes in the NFL within the next 5 years amongst quarterbacks, so they might actually have a chance.
Dak Prescott, he's going to go all the way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I highly doubt that.
Hey, let's talk about the choking of the Dallas
Cowboys. Oh, hey, you know what, Ian, I have a question for you.
Sam, you're doing graphics next week for the men's lacrosse game.
Whoa, cool. All right.
Morgan, you're directing.
She sounds excited.
Dakota just sent out the crew list.
Ooh.
Hey, but crew calls at 10.
All right, come to the women's lacrosse game. It's great.
I will not be able to be there.
The team is undefeated at home.
Ian, I have a proposition for you.
Oh, boy.
I vote we take a music break, and then when we come back, we break down each one of these changes to PNC Park.
All right. Oh, yeah. I dig some music right now. Get jiggy with it.
Also, Barry Bonds tells the Giants you have unbelievable talent in left field. Just got that.
Who's in left field?
Pence.
Somebody on drugs?
Pence? No, not Pence. Pence is right.
No, Barry Bonds is on drugs.
steroids.
Yeah.
Same thing. You're not wrong.
Still drugs.
Wait. Now I want to know who's in
left field. Not anymore. He was.
Wait, is there talent for this?
Yeah, Rashad and Vince.
Oh, boy.
We're still on. We're talking about the crew list.
Wait, he's a spring training instructor now?
He used to be the hitting coach for the Marlins. He got fired.
Yeah, because then he challenged like, all the players to a home run.
Yeah, and like...
Jarrett Parker.
There's no really coaching Stanton.
Jarrett Parker?
I don't know who that is. Who's
that?
I'm
going to
Google. Hang on.
Oh, crap, Sam. We don't know. You two, you and Will, and I don't know a
player.
Dude,
I need to go get my book.
I know.
Baseball Prospectus 2017.
It says he's done nothing else but be in left field for the Giants.
Oh.
Well, then he must have tremendous talent.
Wait,
someone brought up Baseball Reference yesterday, talking
great
to them.
Site.
And I thought of you immediately.
Thank you.
I will always think of you. When
all right, Ian, what song?
You're the best.
Wonderwall.
No, we're not playing Wonderwall.
Wonderwall.
No.
Wonderwall.
Take a song?
I did.
Hey, Ian, I have something to say.
Okay, we'll retire Wonderwall.
You're my Wonderwall.
I have a new idea. Hang on.
Gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Because maybe
wish my dad was here right now to see this, you know? There's a lot of things that go emotionally inside.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar, then put Van on the jukebox. Got up to dance, you know she played a fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. Beat me at pool and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played a fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
We're back.
Oh man, this just gets me so happy for Pirate season. Oh yeah.
When was this song made?
They've been using it for a while.
This one's from 2010.
After a win, this song is perfect. I love this song.
I don't know this part.
Song.
I hope you know they play this song after every home win. When they clap hands, they play this song.
Well, I've only heard the beginning of the song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole, and then they'll go right into a post-game interview after this.
Oh, really? Okay.
On the field, usually.
Oh, yeah.
I love the song.
And then the Pirate Paradise is Jolly Roger, and he's running all over the field with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun.
Great song.
Does it get you going, Ian?
It does. It gives me goosebumps. I love this song. Oh, the best part of this song was when they I'm gonna get into the first playoff game in like 24 years, that wild card game that I, you know, was grateful enough to be able to say I was there. And when they after we won, and they played this song, like, that was a moment. Because that was the first time that song was ever played for a playoff win.
Well, that would make sense.
It just added to their cheer and everything.
Yeah.
And then when we went in and the usher wiped off the seats for us, because when you sit low, they wipe off the seats. And the guy we knew for a while, Robert, my mom likes to think they're good friends, but they're really not. But she loves the usher. So
your mom?
Yeah, she loves. My mom wasn't there, but she loves the usher. By the way.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, and they were usher wiped up the seats. I think we gave him a tip, like $2 or whatever, and he goes, "Welcome home." And I was like, "Wow, like this is like, you know, first playoff game."
Yeah.
First playoff game that he's ever seen at PNC Park.
Oh,
he's been
really?
An usher for years.
Oh, okay.
I think he came over from Three Rivers, so it was like, yeah, what a moment. Then we won. This song was played, and it was a great night. I fell asleep reading my book report book in English the next morning in the library. I did fall asleep.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was a great night. Day after, because the game didn't start till like 8:30, so it didn't get over till like 11:30 midnight. Yeah. By the time you got out of there and traffic and. You know, everybody's just damn. You know, I mean, it used to be they won, so you stay, you cheer.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a, that was a great experience. And Bucko season's 3 nights away now, so yeah, it's a great season. July, right. You get like this when the Pens start.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely understand it. I mean, baseball isn't probably, like, my favorite sport, but I definitely understand what you're feeling, because, like, every time the Pens start...
You even got your jacket on.
I do. Even though they're in a bit of a slump, don't worry, they'll come back.
They're still a playoff team.
Well, exactly.
And
didn't
more people come back, though?
Yeah.
I got my draft update.
Oh, gone.
This is not a drill. Zookeepers say they expect a giraffe to give birth today. This better not be an early April Fool's joke.
This better not be... Because Ian's going to be real mad if it is.
Well, April Fool's is tomorrow.
All right, Ian. You ready to break down these changes?
Yeah.
Let's start with the netting.
Okay.
Well, let's give a little impact. On all
right. Really. So, a few years ago, the net did its job.
It's true.
It was a foul tip back.
But players keep getting bigger and stronger.
Well, yeah, but the net did its job. And the net obviously gives. So, it gave back, and it hit a woman who's... back was turned to the game.
Yeah.
And she was hit in the head, and she was hanging on a stretcher, and I think she was suing.
Yeah.
And
everyone gets hit with a ball.
So they extended it past the dugout, so anybody...
I've never been hit with a ball.
But when you sit in that area, though... You know, like right where I sit, a foul ball, a lefty can pull a foul ball right to my face.
Hey,
and you gotta know that.
Did you talk about the excitement seats in Japan?
No, you know those,
So, in Japan, alright, they have these things called excitement seats, and it gets me excited talking about it. I think it's a great idea. So, you know, like, right along the foul lines where they have, you know, like, where balls typically come in, they give you a warning.
Standing up?
I'm very excited about this. They have a warning, they have a baseball glove and a helmet, and they call them excitement seats. And so it adds another aspect of the game, because people that want to get involved do it. There's a waiver, so if you get hit, they're not liable. But also, you have a helmet and a glove to protect yourself, so if you get hit, it's really your own fault. And I think Major League Baseball should implement that. So if Rob Manfred, if you're listening to this, I know you are. You're Rob Manfred in this case, all right? You're a crotchety old man that used to work for the Boston Red Sox. Is that your Rob Manfred look? I like it.
I kind of like Manfred, though.
But I'm calling you out, Rob Manfred, like I called out Andy Toole during Sports Talk in the Berg on Tuesday. Make your change. Sam out.
All right. Ian, final thoughts before we move on?
I mean... Where I kind of sit, we sit lower. It will be different to see the fence there. But then I think the Pirates there are letting, you know, anybody that's affected season ticket wise, to go sit in your seat, see how you like the view, and if you want to change, you get change. But I mean, I don't think it's necessary. No other park's doing it. And they tell you not to get up. She was going to the bathroom. No, she was like talking to someone behind her. It looked like and. Why was she getting up during the game of play? Get up after a pitch. I mean, you're already sitting behind, but get up after, in between pitches, get up in between innings.
All right. change number two. The grass. I have a fun story about the grass.
I did not know this change. Oh, no.
The grass.
They redid
service.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Last time they were making some changes to the grass. And they were ripping it up. My brother worked down near PNC Park, and he drove past, and they were just throwing it in a truck, and he took a patch of the grass from PNC Park.
I mean, they just throw it away.
Yeah,
usually.
And for months, he made us grow this grass in a box, and we would cut it with scissors. And eventually, my mom was like, we're not keeping grass in a box, like, by the window.
But it's PNC Park
grass.
That's funny.
I'm very disappointed in Patty.
I'm putting the song back on. I still like the song. That song's really catchy.
Yeah.
But we would grow the grass for like a month.
Oh, you only. So what'd you do with the grass when?
Threw it out.
He wanted us to dig it out.
That's unbelievable.
It was dying.
Why didn't you just plant it like near a tree?
Because it was brown.
Why didn't you resuscitate it?
It was brown at that point. No, my brother wanted to dig a hole in like the ground. And
that's what you did.
But it was dead.
It'll grow back.
Do you know how death works?
With grass, it's different.
It was brown, Jim.
You should have pushed one at Epi.
How, Jim? How is it different?
Because, all right.
Grass.
Well, when grass dies, it grows back. I mean, my grass has grown back.
Yeah, you have to reseed it.
It was out of the ground already, Jim. We're growing it in a box.
It's like a transplant, all right? Hold on.
It's like a transplant. Oh, please don't ever
really,
go into the medical
really
field.
Like
trust me, I'm not. But it's like a transplant. You can just put it in the ground because you do it with plants all the time.
That's what they do with trees.
Yeah.
They do it with trees.
Okay, but you don't understand how far gone this grass was. Like, it's done. It was dead.
Well, why didn't you do it when he first got it?
Because we were just growing it in a box. You wouldn't have long-term plans for the grass.
Well, you should have.
He threw it in his backpack on the way back from work.
He should have had long-term plans.
Ryan.
I'm very disappointed.
All right, anyways.
All right, moving on.
The lighting. It says the master field lighting was replaced again by LED bulbs that can be turned on or off or dimmed instantly. Coonley says this effect is sharper view, natural sunlight.
Yeah, and it will look like it's always daytime.
That's cool.
Night.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm looking to see. I'm intrigued how it's going to look. We have to wait a week before they have a home game.
I'm going to bring sunglasses to every night game now.
Come now, Jim.
That's going to be cool, I think.
I still wear them indoors, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's how you get hit. You were the reason bullies were created.
It's because of my, I feel like it looks like my charm.
Yeah, do we need to pull up a picture of the haircut?
I mean, they can't see it, so.
No, everyone in here can, and that's all I need.
That's fine. I mean, look at me now.
We already talked about the scoreboard. All right, Ian, final thoughts?
Sam? There's more here.
Oh. That's all I heard.
So
it's on here, too.
What about the new pierogi?
Just so, oh yeah,
Penny.
Pizza Penny. Yeah.
Watch out, Sauerkraut, so you got another contender.
I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like it's the one thing you shouldn't mess with is the pierogies.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad they added someone new.
I don't know.
Well, a few years ago when someone got hurt and they put them on the DL and they had to call up like Bacon Burt. Like that was funny.
Wait, it says like, nothing on here about there being a new pierogi.
No, I definitely just saw it.
Guys, listen to this.
Oh, here it is.
You two aren't from here, so you know, I don't know if you know Rivertown Brewery and food that much, but they have the Baseball Hall of Fame Club, and it's been for a while been called the Rivertown Baseball Hall of Fame Club. Well, now it's
ooh, Pizza Penny's looking a little rough. Sorry.
it's a miracle. It's funny how this works because you can never get Rivertown beer or food there, but now you can. It's incredible. It took them that long to actually like get their own because they brew their own beer and stuff.
You mean at the Pirates?
Yeah, it's inside of the stadium.
And they've never. This is the first year.
It's been called like Rivertown Baseball Hall of Fame Club, and now they're actually serving Rivertown beer.
You think they would have done that to begin with before they named it?
And then they have a new. Oh, they also have the market.
Typical.
They also have the market where you can grab and go sandwiches, foods, and snacks. So that's different.
Where's that located?
It's inside the stadium somewhere. I think it's on the main concourse.
Just so everyone knows, Ian is not looking at anything. This is all coming from his mind. Memorized this.
No, because I wrote the story for RMU Live in a couple hours. I wrote it yesterday, so I already looked.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is an insult to the Pirates. Turn this off.
Ian's our little Einstein.
Oh, okay. I get it. So, yeah, I mean, guys, I'm getting this knowledge from just reading an article. It's incredible, Sam, right? You read an article, you get knowledge. You're like, how do you know all that? It's called
Hey,
Reading.
It's a good song.
Hey, dude, there's a lot of kids in college that don't know how to read, so you're far ahead of
you
them.
You are.
So, yeah, I mean...
And memorize things.
That's about it. They're adding a new...
Hold on. That's like another level. I can't do that.
What?
Yeah. And I'm in the honors program.
And I can't
You're
memorize.
Also on academic probation.
Oh, my God.
Shh, Torch. Shh.
Don't call me Torch.
Shh. Hey, Torch, do I pay to go to school?
You may have to.
Just be myself and I.
So, yeah, I think there's another bar being added to the right field
needs to end.
Lounge area. So, yeah, that's about it, I think. Different kind of food options. There's, you know, they always have that new crazy food item. So, yeah, something like that. There are burgers.
All I'm excited for is getting a foot-long hot dog.
Oh, you like that foot-long, don't
I do.
You?
Hey, we're on the radio.
They're very good. When you put cheese and things on it.
None of that here.
Nope. I always got a foot-long, and I haven't got one in a few years. But foot-long was from my childhood.
Can I turn the conversation still food-related, but, like, don't you... You ever go to, like, a ballpark? Like, I'll go to, like, a new ballpark, and I'll find the weirdest food you can get there. Like, when I went to Cleveland, I got a hot dog with Fruit Loops on it.
That's disgusting.
It was delicious.
I mean...
No.
It had mac and cheese and Fruit Loops.
It would ruin the Fruit Loops.
They have the one with the peanut
loops.
Bread at the PNC with, like, caramel.
PNC has a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It was, like, mac and cheese and hot dogs and
Have you gotten the Chickies and Pete's at PNC Park?
The what?
Chickies and Pete's.
I don't like those fries.
Yeah, no, I don't like crab fries. I don't like
What's
crab
wrong
fries.
With you people?
I don't know, it's too...
Well, okay, so here's my story with them. So, I go to Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they have They have one of those there.
Yeah.
And I've never tried them, so I was like, all right, I'm going to get the biggest bucket they have.
Oh,
I'm going all
so
in.
Good.
And I ate them, and I didn't like them. And I didn't
did
like
you get them.
Them
with cheese?
Yeah, I don't like the cheese they
yeah,
use.
You
they
like,
have white cheese.
That's cool, I like that.
I don't like white
it's
cheese.
Like,
I like white
it's
cheese.
It's so good.
No, not on fries. Like
Yes.
I like the traditional the yellow.
Thing. Well, they're not traditional.
Crab fries and cheese.
I hate... Well, no, but the cheese, it was just... I didn't like the taste of the crab fries.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Watching
so
it
good.
Win the World Series.
The Old Bay seasoning is...
I love Old Bay seasoning.
It's good in certain situations.
You
on
don't
fries.
Understand. I keep it on my desk. It goes on everything.
Oh, wow.
I keep one in my backpack.
You might need some help.
I gave Sam his first Chickies and Pete's experience.
I'm watching the Pirates win the World
year.
Series.
You mean in 1979? 1960.
Oh, come on. Oh, well, you're from Philly.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Quite a lot.
Hey, how the Phillies looking to be? They beat the Pirates twice this spring.
Oh, spring training.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the Phillies have potential.
I mean, maybe in a few years, but...
I've done some extensive analysis
you have.
Of the Philadelphia Phillies roster, and I like where they're headed because they have a lot of expensive stars right now that are going to make them a marketable team for the season, but with contracts that are short enough that they can get rid of them. At the end of the season, they're going to have $30 million in available cap space from losing two players.
Mike Trout is going to be a Philadelphia Philly.
In 2021. No, we're not kidding. This is a real thing. It's going to happen. Oh, Rashad Christian is here. And Malik?
They won.
Hey, so I don't know if Malik Johnson
We already know
smile.
They won.
I like to see this happen.
Oh, come on in, boys.
Like 10 seconds.
He tags the second pitch.
Look
and
at it.
And there's the ball game and the World Series.
What year was this?
1960.
Yeah, my parents weren't born yet.
The last time there was a walk-up. Years and years. Even
Look at him.
How old are your parents?
How old are your parents? Mine were born in like 65 and 69, I think.
Yeah, mine were born in 68.
Wow, my parents were born in 60 and 63.
Yes,
I just know my parents were born before that.
My parents were born in 79 and 78.
That's Malik Johnson.
No,
this is Rashad Christian here again. I know I've taken a hiatus from Fridays with Ian. I'll be back soon. By soon, I mean the three more weeks we have left.
Okay.
My parents were born in 74 and 78.
Is this
that
how
is all.
Introduce people
I'm pretty sure I just have the oldest parents here.
Well, you're also the oldest one here.
Oh, well, that's
Yo, wait,
true.
Wait, Jim, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Wow, I did not think you were 25. I'm sorry, I didn't think you were 25.
Yeah, we need to tell him you were 25.
How old did you think I was?
Like 21, 22.
Oh, my God, bless your heart.
Aww.
Seriously, because I either get 40 or 35.
Yeah, I figured you were Ian's age.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't think I was like their dad.
Wait, please enjoy this video of Will Smith doing poetry.
Well, you can't see it.
Well,
they can't
listen,
see it. Yeah,
listen.
This is the radio.
Rapping.
son-in-law. Rafael De La Gata. Master William, Mr. Jazz is here to see you.
A fast forward.
Jay, I ain't got enough time for that, man. I gotta finish writing this poem. Bake some cookies. I'm doing it to just need one last line. My love for you is like a river.
This one's for you, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Like a summer breeze that makes my soul shiver. One look from you is more precious than gold.
It's from the heart.
Thank you.
Let's go get some barbecue and get busy.
Do we need to leave?
Sorry.
No.
Stay. That one was just from the heart. Ian, thank do we you. Need another music break or do you have another topic?
Yeah, let's get a little music break.
What song?
If you say Wonderwall, I'm walking out.
Oh, surprise. Hey,
put on the Fresh Prince.
What? Oh, okay. I will be like singing along though. Just like saying now.
Is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase to send me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so, I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it, yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
his traits of being shy.
Ian, you know what it's time for.
You're not shy at all.
It's time to read the dining menu.
Hold on, but I do want to give a shout out real quick to Rodney Pryor.
Oh, right.
The former Robert Morris men's basketball player who won the slam dunk competition for college basketball yesterday. He really was impressive. He soared like MJ.
Do you think transferring was a good thing for him?
He really performed well. I mean, he's done with his basketball career now. I mean, I think he has his eligibility's all up. Went as a grad student. I don't believe it. I don't like that transfer system, but that's fine. That's another
subject for another day.
Yeah, I mean, he was a really great player this season. His team just didn't perform. Their coach ended up getting fired this past week.
He did really good, though.
Yeah, he did. He played really well. He was really a scorer.
We were sitting there watching, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, and last night, he was really – the guy who was against Eastern Tennessee. Yeah.
He missed all four in the last round.
He was really good. He probably would have won, but then he just
– Every time he bounced the ball to go dunk it, he bounced it too far away from the net. There was no – nobody's arms were that long that he was going to reach
He was really killing it, too. And then I think if he would have landed one of the –
If he would have made one of those,
he would have won. Yeah. But
he kept missing
But he missed it. So then Rodney Pryor didn't miss. I don't think Rodney – Brandon
he didn't miss one.
Yeah, he didn't miss
one. No, so he like
his difficulty of dunks, there's eights and nines, yeah. I think on a 10 scale. Yeah. So
if that guy would have made one,
he did really well. I mean, I was really impressed by Ron. When Ronnie was up there, I was like, okay, he's representing the Hoyas, but I don't think he'll win. And then he ended up winning, and he has the WWE championship built to give him.
I didn't know that
it
was like a charity thing too. All their laces, they went to a little girl.
It was
for Lacey. Because her name was Lisa.
No, that's cool. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready for this dining menu?
I can't get mine.
Well, I'll pass you my phone.
Yeah. My taking spoon.
All right. You're going to do the PNC Cafe. Jim's going to do Wheatley. You're going to do Romo's. I'm going to finish it off with Yorktown.
Ian, all right. Start us off. Spoon and fork, fish sandwich, stuffed shells, pierogies with onions. All
right. Not bad.
Station rotation all week. Bada basil, soup of the day, chicken and corn chowder, cream of tomato. Pizza is Italian Supreme, Firehouse Grill, Salmon Club, omelet bar a week served with breakfast, meat and potatoes, and then milkshake bar. I always messes up the
Bravissimo.
Milkshake bar. Which
Jim, take us home with some Wheatley.
All right, in Wheatley, the lunch special is vegetarian black bean nachos. That's an interesting lunch.
So you can't have chicken.
Yeah.
Or beef. Oh,
I guess,
meat.
Yeah.
It's lunch.
Soup of the day is. But they have chicken vegetables, soup of the day. So. Yeah,
well, they're not going to accommodate everybody. They can have some meat.
They have that all week. They keep the same soup all week.
That is true.
A lot. Okay. Sandwich specials, grilled cheese, turkey bacon melt, and pesto zucchini panini.
That's a
so your Lent, that is. So if you're following the no meat on Lent, there you go with your food. Or grilled cheese too, I guess.
Well, what is at Romo's?
Well, the lunch special is not your shrimp po' boy.
Yeah, that was breaking news.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's the tuna melt.
Yeah, I got a text from Ian this morning, just said breaking news. I was like, did April the giraffe give birth? And he was like, look at the dining menu. I was like, this is worse.
The soup of the day is cream of tomato. Ooh, the dinner special is cheese tortellini. And they started doing weekend dinner specials.
Mm. Yeah, that was one of the things people were requesting.
Yeah, so Saturday, the special is lasagna. And Sunday, it's baked pasta and grilled chicken.
Oh, wow. Nice.
All right, and at the Yorktown, breakfast was pancakes. Did not. I love when they do the pancake bar. We could put like Oreos. And
oh,
stuff
that's kind of neat.
They do that sometimes. I get really excited when that's a thing.
Ooh, gyro wrap.
Lunch is a gyro wrap.
Ooh, that's good.
Soup of the day is cream and mushroom.
Yeah.
And for dinner, we got chicken burritos, mango habanero wings. That's to be interesting. Bacon mac and cheese pizza. Ooh, that's a lot. Fish in a dish and strawberry cheesecake milkshake. Interesting. All right. Does anyone have any final thoughts? We got like 5 more minutes left.
Our final thoughts.
Any big weekend plans? Oh, Will. What? Oh.
I have to find it.
Oh. Any big weekend plans?
Homework, Final Four. WrestleMania.
What time, Ian?
Sunday night, 7 o'clock, stream it through the WWE Network for just a low price of $9.99. Or you can buy the $50 on pay-per-view, so I don't know why you don't want to just spend the 1 month subscription. If it's your first month, you get a free one.
Oh,
so,
boy.
There isn't no
big, I might get it for free. And we can
there aren't big matches that, like, stand out to me. And that's the theme of WWE in the past year, boring matches. So I like to see, you know Shane McMahon's going to do something stupid like he always does. He always falls off. Last year was a 20-foot steel cage onto a
table.
Next
week we'll do a WrestleMania episode, Ian.
Yeah, we will.
I will
recap WrestleMania for you guys.
No, cream rises to the top.
The cream rises to the top, brother. Oh, yes, it
I
does.
I still want somebody to walk around with just like little creams in their pocket and just be like...
Off balance, on balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I have
Savage.
No idea what's going on right
Macho
now.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I have no idea. It's just.
I will rise. I'm the cream of the crap, brother.
Anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I have some breaking NBA news to go back. Go back to our baseball topic earlier of the leniency with alcohol related incidents.
Okay.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who plays for the Pistons, was arrested last night on a DUI charge.
Oh my gosh. Be smart, people.
After the game, which they won.
Jeez, people.
He was drinking during the game, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
He just runs off the court.
Jeez.
Do you have any big weekend plans?
Oh, no. Just homework, you know, relaxing.
Relaxing.
Relaxing weekend.
Don't forget to read your thing for directing for the camera.
Oh, yeah, I have to do that.
Yeah.
You have to redo your project?
No,
we
got to
read a thing.
Have to read up chapters or something like that. I don't know.
Jim's project was very good.
Morgan, what did you
do?
So
was yours, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I filmed Rashad doing a monologue I wrote when I was very angry.
Oh, I didn't know you wrote that.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that. I told her the first time I read it, I found it online because threw a lot of shade at, like...
Yeah, no.
So I was like, I just found it online at the end. I was like, yeah, I don't care. I wrote this. I'm mad. I'm angry.
Yeah, no, that was really well written. I was impressed. That was.
Oh, thank you.
That was good. I like that.
Yeah, so
I saw the filming of Jim's, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean...
I like, where was that filmed? You all used that
bar. Place we weren't supposed to be.
Oh,
that bar in Yorktown.
I can tell you off.
Oh, that was the Yorktown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I filmed on there.
No. It was a real.
Wow,
nice
that setup. You set that up really nice. I thought because you can either make that look like it's the middle of nowhere or that it's like an active.
No. Yeah. So it really looked nice. I thought.
Oh, that's good.
I submitted it to the gold screening.
Yeah, I submitted mine.
Oh, wait, good.
Yeah. Did you hear they have plans to like remodel that? That area into like I heard it was supposed to become
good.
Like study lounges.
Oh well, that would
they could turn it into something.
Really,
that'd
yeah.
be great.
Yeah,
I mean, I use it to film a lot of things because it looks pretty.
It
cool.
should be. Yeah, it's a wasted space. Right
if they
now.
Could turn it into something, that'd be.
I
great.
Mean, I won't be there next year, but like.
It's about to, I love the room of lamps.
Yeah, no.
I always want to film something in there, but I can never find a project that's like fitting. Yeah.
You could do a Beauty and the Beast thing, you know.
I could. Any big weekend plans, Will?
Sam and I are going shopping today.
Oh boy, where are you going?
We're going to the mall. I'm getting a haircut, so that'll be exciting.
Do you get a sports
car?
It's the first full weekend Sam will have his car, so we're.
You get a sports clips?
No, I'm just going across the street. Great Clips?
Great Clips.
Yeah. Great Clips, oh, yeah. Ian gets the sports clips. He likes the head massage they give him.
Yeah.
He's a very, very big fan.
Yeah. All right, before we delve too much into that. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in to another beautiful episode of Fridays with Ian.
Talking about sports clips haircuts. Have you seen Greg's haircut?
Stop. Greg is a beautiful
They really
being.
Botched the back.
Anyways, thank you to our two beautiful guests, Will and Sam. Mainly Will, because Sam left early.
The back is just like...
It's gone!
All right, thank you for tuning in to Fridays with Ian. We're done here.